Well, we haven't talked about Mel Tucker for a while, so let's get back into that. Apparently, his wife has filed paperwork saying he is diverting millions of dollars from their joint account. Let's bring in Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst. Steve, more messiness.
Yes, indeed, Jamie. Good morning to you. Hello again, everyone. This conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys. They kicked off another $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Interesting enough, when Michigan State Athletic Director Alan Haller terminated Mel Tucker for obvious reasons last September, really hadn't heard anything about the guy until now. The wife of Mel Tucker has filed for divorce and accuses him in a request for a restraining order of pulling money without notice from their joint funds, including $1.5 million to pay his legal expenses. Joellen and Mel Tucker were granted a mutual restraining order preventing the dissipation of marital assets this last Thursday by a judge in Ingham County. This according to court records. Her divorce complaint was filed with the court 3 weeks earlier, that on April 5th. Now, in her petition for the restraining order, Joellen Tucker indicated she sought the order because just before she initiated the divorce action, Mel Tucker withdrew all the money from his two retirement accounts, including the one from Michigan State. She said he transferred them to an individual account to which she did not have access. Now, she also accused Tucker of spending more than $1.5 million from their joint line of credit to defend himself in third-party litigation, which she described as not a marital expense, plus another $100,000 since the divorce filing as recently as April 23rd. Now, the amount he has spent on litigation, her petition said, is excessive compared to the balance of the party's marital estate. We all know how Mel Tucker got himself into this situation, but a quick review. He was sued in Ingham County Court in October by Brenda Tracy, the prominent rape survivor and activist who accused him of sexually harassing and exploiting her, allegations, of course, substantiated by that MSU investigation. Now, just last month, Tracy also filed an intent to sue Tucker and the university, a mandatory precursor to filing a lawsuit against a government agency, accusing him of damaging her reputation and future earnings, hamstringing her charitable work, and causing severe psychological and emotional harm. Tracy, by the way, and her nonprofit Set the Expectation, which aims to reduce sexual violence by engaging men, are seeking damages of more than $75 million. Mel Tucker had hired Tracy in August of 2021 to speak to his team about sexual violence prevention. And as we all know, through documented story after story, it took a wrong turn from there. I'll let you know that after all of this was said and done back in January, another outside attorney hired by MSU denied Tucker's appeal, affirming the hearing officer's decision that Tracy's versions of events were plausible. Tucker and his attorneys indicated he would sue MSU for wrongful termination. To date, they have not done so.
What I found surprising was she filed for divorce on April 4th. This has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what you've heard about me. but, clearly there is some monetary movement going on, which I'm sure if you are an attorney, in particular on behalf of Joellen Tucker, you're saying, no, this isn't proper. But the fact of the matter is, here again, in Mel Tucker, you had a dude with what appeared to be a promising career in East Lansing, at the very least, as a football coach at the collegiate level. That is all gone. And, you wonder.
Has anyone seen him? Where is he?
You know what, Jane? No. You know, I've talked to a few people in East Lansing. No, he has not been around. And as I said, you know, since Alan Haller removed him of his duties last September, the guy's just been gone. But that raises the question, because I think he does have connections to the National Football League. What is his hireability factor?
That was going to be my question. Is he done as a coach?
You know what? Here's the thing, Lloyd. In the society that we are in, I think certainly at the collegiate level. There may be an NFL franchise, maybe not necessarily now, but perhaps somewhere down the road that would bring him aboard as a position coach. But here's the drawback to that. Everybody knows the Mel Tucker saga at Michigan State. And I think if an NFL team took it upon themselves to hire him, bring him aboard, there would be an immediate backlash.
Well, I mean, if you're representing Mrs. Tucker here, you're going to really negotiate one, two, maybe three divorce settlements, depending on how much of his salary he gets to keep.
And that's, undetermined because, you know, we know through his stupidity, just call it what it is, Mel Tucker was walking away from that 10-year, $95 million contract as the head football coach for Michigan State. It has not been determined, to my knowledge, if he got 1 cent. We know that Michigan State, their contention was when they removed him from his position, it was with cause.
Right.
And based on what we know, again, nobody on this distinguished panel has a law degree. You would say, oh, well, I would imagine so.
I took the LSAT. So I think I'm the most qualified.
Well, you're the most qualified then, Jamie.
Yeah, I nominate you.
Steve Courtney, thank you so much. We know you'll stay on top of this.
Yes, indeed. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Coming up next hour, Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through May 14th, and there's this opportunity to pick your trip, choose from dozens of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. There's going to be a national keyword. We'll tell you what it is in the next hour on JR Morning.